Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
A lot of ways to listen. However you do it, thank you so much. Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show rolling on. We're talking a lot of high school hoops today. Man, a lot of good teams in the Metro and Cedar Valley area. And we are joined by one of those teams' coaches right now. That'd be Waterloo West girls basketball coach, Dr. Tony Pappas, our guest. Dr. Pappas, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me, Cole. Always great to visit with you.
Likewise. And looking forward to learning more about your team that's achieved so much success already this season. First things first, Dr. Pappas, you get a win at Iowa City West last night. Road wins in the MVC, not an easy thing. 69-52 the final. Take us into the gym last night and how your team was able to get that W against the Trojans.
Well, the Trojans were back to full strength. They'd had a couple of injuries that had some key players miss. One missed 5 games, the other missed 10, but they were back last night. So they really battled us in the first half. I think they had a half-court bank shot about to cut it to 2 at halftime. We made some adjustments, came out in the second half and kind of blitzed them in the third quarter, got up by about 17, then widened it to 21, 22 in the fourth quarter and just kind of coasted home. They're ranked 9th in the state, so it's always a tough place to go and play and win. They've got the longer court, but our players did a great job last night. It was a great win for us.
I want to continue to talk about your team, Dr. Pappas, but big news come out about your outstanding senior, Sahara Williams, being named a McDonald's All-American, going to play in that All-Star game in Houston on March 28th. I mean, for as much as I'm sure, Sahara would probably struggle to put into words what that means for her personally, what's it mean for you, her coach, and take us into, just seeing this happen for her?
Well, we're really proud of Sahara. She's worked hard and really improved over her 4 years there. As you know, she won the gold medal at the World 3-on-3 U18 Championships in Hungary this summer. So this is kind of a wonderful recognition and award for her. And it's a proud moment for her, our program, and our school.
What's been different? What have you seen improvement-wise with Sahara's game? Everybody knew her coming into this season, but knowing the tireless worker that she is, what's been at another level with the senior version of Sahara Williams?
Well, she's really improved her offensive skills, offensive moves, shooting, passing, those things. She's always been an outstanding defender. She has a great all-around game. A lot of the college coaches that talked to me felt she was the best two-way player in America, both offensively and defensively, the combination. So she just worked hard and especially progressively gotten better at the offensive end over 4 years.
You've got a bunch of talented seniors on this team, another one being Hallie Polk, who's committed to play at Bradley, if I'm not mistaken. What's been different? What's been improved with Hallie this season? What stood out to you with the senior version of her?
Well, she's always had great offensive skills. Her skills are really at the top of the chart. But now she's providing good leadership, and it's kind of in a way the opposite of Sahara. She has improved her defense greatly. So she's playing much better defense now than she ever has in her previous 3 years. So once again, she's becoming a very complete player. She's always been a very, very good scorer, and she is again this year. But now she's improved her leadership and her defense, so she's become a really good all-around player for us as well.
Looking forward to seeing her compete in the Missouri Valley in the years to come, Dr. Pappas. Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you got a 16-game sample. That's pretty large as far as a high school basketball season is concerned. As you kind of step back and look at that body of work, just what have you liked the most from this team as a unit so far?
Well, we come ready to play every night. You know, we lost in double overtime to Linmar when Sahara fouled out, and credit Linmar. You know, they played a great game against us, and we actually get a rematch with them this Friday, which we're looking forward to. But, yeah, we've really been consistently good night in and night out. They've come ready, and when they cross those lines, they're very competitive, and they don't want to lose, and they show that night in and night out. And if I'm not mistaken, we really haven't even been behind in the second half, but maybe the Linmar game all season long. So it's been they've really done very, very well. We're really proud of all of them.
Is there anything in particular on the court that, in terms of growth, has stuck out about this team, where they were game one to where they are going into game 17?
Yeah, Charlotte Getman was not cleared to practice the first part of the season, so we did not get her back. And last year she started about 20 games for us, and so we were down a little depth-wise. But she got cleared right after the Linmar game. We could have used her in the Linmar game, obviously. But now that she's come back, it's added to our depth and flexibility, and it's probably made us a better team, without a doubt.
And, Coach, how about, you know, is there any one thing? I know you're always working on everything all the time, but is there any one thing as postseason play, it's not too far away, where you're thinking, man, if we could get just a little better here, we're going to be that much harder to play against when it's time for win or go home?
Yeah, absolutely. We have 7 practices left and 5 games in the regular season, so it's not much, but we need to get a little better team defensively. We need to become a better defensive team as a team, and if we can do that, then we think we can have a deep run in the postseason.
You know, I don't know if communication is maybe part of that team defense that'll help it out, Dr. Pappas, but I always remember, I'll never forget, the high school coaches would come in and say, you know, your teachers tell us that you guys really like to talk in class, but for some reason we can't get you to talk on defense.
Yeah, well, that's true. You like a team that never shuts up. That's what we're looking for, a team that never shuts up. And we work on that constantly. Actually, over Christmas, we started piping in super loud 60s music just to irritate them, since I grew up in the 60s. And so they had to communicate over the loud 60s music and kind of forced them to do that a little bit more. Just kind of a funny little story there for you.
Yeah, you knew if you were going to play music, it had to be something they didn't like, so just play your music.
Correct. You know, we got their attention. I said, we're going to be playing this loud 60s music from when I grew up here. So you guys want to talk, you're going to have to really communicate loudly, strongly, and with your hands and your eyes and your mouth. And so they actually got a kick out of that.
That's one way to get it done. A few more minutes here with Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West High School girls basketball coach. Touched on a little bit earlier, Dr. Pappas, you've got all seniors that have largely started this season. Are there some examples you can point to? Are there some games where you go, man, I'm not sure if we get that one if we don't have the amount of veterans and what the intangibles they bring to this team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, CeCe Moore has actually been our leading scorer in a couple of our last 2 games here. And Naya McGee plays really hard and well, and, you know, as Matt said, Izzy Lederman, she's doing well. Now we have Charlotte back. But, yeah, we really haven't had too many close games all season long other than the Linmar game. And, so everybody has an important role, and they're really fulfilling it and really playing. We're probably playing about the best basketball we've played all season. We've had a couple of our games against Xavier, Liberty, and even last night against Iowa City West, I thought was really outstanding on the offensive end, especially with our OER offensive efficiency was over 1.0, which is excellent, and just really executing well. We're really happy with how they're progressing.
What has the shot clock meant for this team, both on offense and defense?
Well, we've managed it pretty well. We're in a kind of a good spot because we have a couple players that can get their own shot at about any time, and that allows us to run the clock down and then still get a quality shot if we need to. and usually score, by the way. So it's helped us, obviously, and it gives us more possessions in the game, and it's not allowed teams, you know, if we're the heavy favorite, in the old days the teams could come in and spread you out and pass, and without the shot clock, they could take a minute or two off the clock, but mm-hmm. now that's not okay with the shot clock, so that part's helped us as well.
As a longtime administrator in Iowa, what do you think it's fair to begin to say what it's meant for the sport itself?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a good high level of girls basketball, great coaching in the state for decades. You know, the numbers are declining everywhere, not only in Iowa, but other states as well. But the product is very good, very high level basketball. And a shot clock hopefully will continue to help that.
And finally, let's go back to the Linmar game that you mentioned coming up this Friday night. Your only loss of the season, 72-68 at Linmar on January 3rd. So, Dr. Pappas, what's the scouting report here? What's going to go into getting a win this go-around?
Well, it was in double overtime, but what we probably need to do is overcome my coaching first. If we can do that, and we should be in pretty good shape. No, they played a great game. You know, we get everybody's best shot. I think we've had three different nights where teams have set school records against us with this group. And that night, Linmar set two school records against us. They had 14-3 school record, and one of their top players had a fantastic night, hitting big shot after big shot. She was 8-for-10 from three-point range on the game we had her for, and including one to tie it in the last 2 seconds to send it to overtime there. We thought we had them defense pretty good, but she had a tremendous shot. And so we're hoping to play even better defense now. Once again, we didn't have Charlotte then, but we do for Friday night. So we just have to be a little better defensively and then make better decisions. Sometimes the ball, we get careless. In that game, we missed several layups, but we're better now than we were January 3rd. So we're really excited. Our players are really excited to play this game. I mean, they're competitors, and they kind of want a piece of Linmar, I think. And so it should be a great night, hopefully, for West High.
I would imagine so, that they're ready for this rematch. Dr. Pappas.
Yeah, they're ready.
Thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, okay?
Hey, thanks, Cole. Take care. Always love speaking with you.
Hey,
good luck.
You take care, too. Thanks. Likewise. Dr. Tony Pappas, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And, yeah, what a rematch coming up on Friday night.